The Hollywood hack and cyber attack ripples on, and now the president chimes in. It's the Friday Mixer. Saying the U.S. will respond in a proportional way, President Obama today said this about Sony's decision to scrap the movie The Interview.
I am sympathetic to the concerns that they faced. Having said all that, yes, I think they made a mistake. We cannot have a society in which some dictator someplace can start imposing censorship here in the United States.
The president's comments came today in his end-of-the-year news conference and follows a story that was, well, started off seemingly small about hacked emails at a movie studio to presumably now hundreds of millions of dollars lost with the scrapping of a major motion picture. Joe Matthews is California columnist for Zocalo Public Square, an ideas exchange that publishes online every day. Joe, welcome.
Thank you.
Kim Masters hosts KCRW's The Business, and she and her staff have been following this story since its infancy. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Steve.
It was a seemingly small story at first. We thought, well, this is just a hack job, right, inside a movie studio. This happens. We've seen it with Target.
No, it didn't seem that way to me.
It didn't? You knew it was that big?
Because we knew that North Korea had warned Sony, had warned that this would be perceived as an act of war back in June. And so, of course, when the hacking began, as this movie became closer and closer to being released, the immediate thought of people who think a lot was this may be North Korea, and this could be a completely unprecedented example of a small-ish comedy, mid-sized comedy, at a movie studio pulling the United States into... I mean, I kind of have to tell you, Steve, I saw this kind of coming. I thought, if this is North Korea, it is an international incident because it is an attack on U.S. soil. And when they threaten a violent attack, which they subsequently did for the people who were going to theaters, then you know that the federal government has to respond.
And they have. Today, the president said that the FBI is involved. The FBI saying they're deeply concerned about this incident. Joe Matthews, was it a mistake for the president to say that it was a mistake for Sony to scrap the movie?
Well, we have a president who does like to take on a lot of issues. I'm not sure, you know, making decisions on films and when they come out. I mean, I guess a Christmas opening maybe is a big enough deal in our culture that it rises to a matter of state. But, you know, we're also in the second round of Obamacare enrollment. And,
well,
and you know,
he's also,
I mean,
he's super Obama these days, right? He's going
right
after the big stuff.
I mean,
so
there are wars. I mean, is this going to be a war? Senator McCain says it's an act of war. I mean, it's a very strange situation to wade into. But this is a president who has remarked on, you know, police treatment of Harvard professors in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It seems to be a pattern of jumping into a lot of subjects that I'm not sure he needs to opine on.
I got to tell you, I don't see how he has any choice. We are at a point now where they have identified North Korea as having launched one cyber attack and threatened a physical attack. That's what they're telling us. If that's the case, how he's going to hold his end-of-the-year press conference, obviously that is a huge topic. It's an unprecedented situation in a country that is based on freedom of expression to have a studio pull a movie. What the mistake is, in my opinion, is to the construct that they pulled the movie. They actually kind of dithered, I think, and then the theater owners refused to play it. So they pulled it from nowhere because no theater was playing it. That was followed by this other construct that maybe they should stream it, which leads to the question of who is streaming this movie? Amazon? Netflix? Because companies that exist entirely online want to be attacked by a very sophisticated cyber sabotage operation? There is no venue to play this movie right now. Now we have the bizarre spectacle of the CEO of Sony Entertainment, Michael Linton, saying Obama is mistaken. We did not pull this movie. We are in a movie, as far as I can tell.
We have a clip of what Michael Linton, the CEO of Sony, had to say.
We have not caved, we have not given in, we have persevered, and we have not backed down. We have always had every desire to have the American public see this movie.
I think the big mistake was to approve a movie in which really any sitting head of state is shown being killed in a graphic manner or any manner. I think that is a real person. I think that's a mistake not only in judgment overall, But certainly in this case, where you have a paranoid and nuclear-capable foreign country that is highly unpredictable, it's an extra mistake. They were warned by the Homeland Security before months ago that this could be a huge problem. All they had to do was fictionalize it. It would have been much better for their business. Their business is facing hundreds of millions of dollars in liability, 4 class action lawsuits already filed, relationships with the town in tatters, with people like George Clooney calling them out for having supposedly caved. So Obama isn't the only one who thinks they caved. And for what, you know? Why not make it a bulky guy in a military uniform and everybody can know it's, you know, when Woody Allen made bananas, he didn't identify the head of a foreign republic. It's not in Sony's business interest as a business. Sony is trying to make money and not make a political statement and not defend freedom of expression. So they shot themselves in the foot, and this unbelievable series of events followed.
How did this ever get out of Japan in the first place? I mean, Sony Japan, which is the where the headquarters of this huge corporation is, Japan obviously has a long, hostile relationship with North Korea. How did
You know that, but apparently the head of the studio, Amy Pascal, did not. She said
she didn't know that. She read a history book.
Seth Rogen that she didn't know the history of Japan vis-a-vis Korea, the politics of Japan vis-a-vis Korea. And you honestly have to say you work for this company for like more than 20 years. Maybe you could, as you say, Steve, she could figure it out. But Sony Japan did raise questions about this, but they've always been extremely hands-off with the studio, and they allowed themselves to be persuaded to let Seth Rogen make it this way.
How has this changed the politics of Hollywood, Kim? Obviously, Amy Pascal is hurting because of this, right?
I mean, there's already a chilling effect because, you know, they canceled the Steve Carell project at the New Regency that was going to be set in North Korea. You're not going to see a North Korean villain on the big screen for a long time, Steve. But it's also naive to say that the studios don't already self-censor. I mean, you remember when NBC was going to make a Hillary Clinton miniseries?
Yes.
And it was strangled in its cradle, and not by North Korea. They want to go into China. That's the studio's number one wish in the world now, is to break into that Chinese market in a big way. And of course they're jumping through hoops for China and making choices about settings and locations and villains to placate the Chinese. And they have a heavy hand in the censorship there. So it's ridiculous to think the studios don't make choices based on their own self-interest. Except in this case, Sony did the opposite, I think out of a mistaken idea of backing the artist that they took too far.
It's interesting, too. They want to break into the Chinese market, yet the Chinese do business with Kim Jong-un.
Well, they don't care about Kim Jong-un. They don't care about Chinese human rights violations. They care about the size of the Chinese box office. That's what Hollywood cares about.
The story goes on, and obviously through many twists and turns. And Kim Masters from KCRW's The Business. Kim, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Joe Matthews from Zocalo Public Square. Joe, thanks.
Thank you.